truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 17th day of February. The purpose of the day is to work on your physical fitness. That means your aerobic strength, your anaerobic strength, your flexibility. And we'll be talking more about that here and there with Dr. Huff. We do have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, my personal physician, Dr. Scott Huff. And good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, sir. Before we go much farther, there is a website you'd like to give out. What would that website be, sir?
DrCScottHuff.com.
Okay, and what will people find when they get there?
Oh, that's a landing page that basically gives people the opportunity to go ahead and apply for a consultation with me. Now, there's no charge. There's no charge. There's no obligation to it. You know, but it gets them to the opportunity to talk with me, and then we can figure out if what the flavor of that I'm presenting is a good fit for them. And if it is, you know, then we can proceed forward and help them do everything they need to do to resolve chronic disease, or even take where they're at and take them to a whole new level of optimal function.
Well, doctor, I visited with you earlier this week, and you did something with two of your clients slash patients that the law firms I've been with had to do the same thing in the past. One law firm I'm familiar with, one of their female clients had 17 driving while intoxicated arrests, and they finally fired her as a client after the 17th. You had a similar situation with a married couple that they just wouldn't do what they were paying for, your advice, and you finally had to let them go as clients, didn't you, sir?
Yeah. Well, as a position of integrity, it makes no sense for me to waste my time and your money. There's plenty of people out there that are willing to take your money and goof around and keep tagging you along, or they want to go through and focus in on just one thing and say, well, it's just this one thing. But have you ever noticed that among all those influencers and bloggers and gurus out there that in the talking space, they all have one single thing they want you to source is your woes and your problems. It's blows me away, but, you know, we tend to refer to those as niche pickers. Okay.
I've seen that a lot, especially with various supplements where this particular supplement will cure everything that's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Or meat's the problem, or gluten's the problem, or dairy's the problem, you know?
Right. Right.
The way you resolve it is you got to eat keto, or you got to do plant-based, or we got to do intermittent fasting. Okay? And it goes on and on. And you say, why do you have a lot of fatigue and weight gain is because you have just a thyroid problem, or it's because you have Lyme's.
Right. Well, Doctor, I was visiting with our mutual friend, the dentist, who will remain unnamed at the moment, and our wide-ranging discussion, but one of the things that came up was you don't... People who figured out the clot shot was not good, and those who didn't figure out has no basis in education or IQ. I've known several high school dropouts who figured out the clot shot was not good for them, and a number of professionals, including medical doctors, who quote-unquote drank the Kool-Aid and think that the clot shot is just a dandy thing, and they keep taking boosters. And our mutual friend said, John, this is the largest, most successful PSYOP program in the history of the world. I think you would agree with that, wouldn't you, sir?
100%. And there's more and more information that just keeps, you know, bubbling to the surface. Did you get a chance to review that presentation that I sent you?
Not yet. Yeah,
oh,
I was sent.
Goodness.
I was sent by email, I assume.
Yes, it was. Presents a lot of evidence, you know, that there was intent to harm, and the DOD was, you know, at the head of it.
Okay, well, I'll have to put that on my list of things. And this is a video presentation.
Oh yes, from abroad, and yep, they went through and compiled plenty of information, you know, to validate and point out, you know, where it was come from. But I think the penultimate of that presentation was how she, you know, finished up her presentation at the end, stating that when the pharmaceutical companies were trying to, you know, appeal to the judge, they said, "Judge, please don't. You know, we weren't. You know, you need to drop this case because we weren't, you know, trying to present fraud. We were providing the fraud that the government ordered." So
I got the email here now with the subject line, evidence for intent.
Yes.
After I review this, I'll probably have it posted in my COVID section, along with the more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors. It's a long, long list. To get people started with that list, I suggest they go to item number 7. All the items are listed. Number 7 is a document a judge forced Pfizer to release, 9 pages, single-spaced, of the known side effects of the COVID clot shot. Now, I'm no healthcare professional. I have pretty good credentials as a homicide detective. But as a healthcare professional, have you looked at that 9 pages, single-spaced, yourself, doctor?
No, I haven't had a chance to see that.
Well, it's amazing. I saw probably two-thirds of were things I never heard of before. But Pfizer was determined to keep these side effects, or what I might call direct effects, secret for the next 75 years, weren't they?
Indeed.
Absolutely. Well, something our mutual friend and I discussed briefly yesterday was the and he was hoping that there would be a Nuremberg II war tribunals. And I said, "Doctor, there's no allied forces to hold the tribunals like there were in 1947.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? We need a neutral country that has the power to do this. I'm not sure even Switzerland would be able to do that. What do you think?
I don't think they would either. No. And, you know, the rabbit hole has gone so deep, you know, with, you know, Pervase and with black ops, psyops, you name it, things that they're doing that they're not talking about, or there's, you know, other intentions. I mean, look at that train wreck over in Ohio. I mean, what a crap storm that is. I mean, anyone that knows any basic chemistry, you don't take, I mean, if there's any hazmat problem, You usually send in a hazmat crew to deal with the hazard of materials. You don't just burn them. And well, now they're finding all kinds of stuff, even all the way over into Indiana so far, you know, where animals are dying. I mean, I've got a video where there's literally, you know how the birds like to line up on the power lines and they kind of rest up there? Well, there's a video where the birds literally ended up flipping upside down and died on the power lines. And then, you know, but some of them even fell to the ground.
Amazing. Well, the doctor, there was a phrase authorities have issued in relation to the train derailment. We thought the material was going to burn. We were fearful it was going to burn, so we set it on fire. It reminds me of something, a phrase well known that came out of Vietnam. We had to destroy the village to save it. So if you're fearful a toxic material will cause on fire, why would you go ahead and set it on fire with intent?
Exactly. I mean, when you look at that, then you've got another one that was done in Florida where there's a plastic, you know, factory that caught fire. And, geez, it looks like, you know, these firefighters, you know, sadly, I'm pretty sure what they're doing, but it looks like they're just trying to spit on the fire because it's just roaring. What kind of crap is this putting in the air? You know, well, when you're looking at the you know, the chemicals that they had, when you combust them, you burn them, that turns them into something different. And that something different, when it hits water, creates an acid that's a big problem.
Absolutely. Well, I'm no hazardous materials expert at all, but quite a few, at least a number of men and women, mostly men that I've seen, that are hazardous material experts have said they've never seen this happen before, where they burned this type of material, intentionally burned it, ever. And not much has been said about what should have been done, but what's been said quite a bit is they should not have set fire to these toxic materials. And the consequence of this will go on for decades into the future, won't it?
Yeah, the fallout of burning chemicals like that. I mean, if you got to see the video and watch the black plume that just filled the sky and then literally changed the entire horizon line afterwards, it's going to be kind of scary. You know, when you look at how many animals that died right away, you know, small animals from chickens and foxes to people's pets.
Well, the daughter of a very good friend of mine forwarded to her mother a photograph of a clear glass of the tap water in their coming out in their home. They're quite a distance from the train derailment, quite a distance, and the water looks like weak tea coming out of the tap. I've heard as many as 5 million people may be directly affected by this. Is that what you've heard, sir?
I haven't heard the numbers of how many, but I know that there was actually a Republican government figure that he offered a glass of the, because they were told that the water is fine, you know, by the powers that be within the government. And he ended up offering them a glass of that water and said, here, you drink it then.
Right, right.
He declined.
Well, Tucker Carlson was discussing that very same thing last night. and I also understand that authorities in Ohio have requested federal aid and it's been denied. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. That's actually kind of, you know, weird that they wouldn't support that process, but yet we'll ship people from New York up into Canada.
Well, you mean the illegal aliens?
They're just calling them immigrants.
Well, I think they got a taste of the Canadian winter, and they turned around, got the hell out of Dodge, and went back to the States. I've always wondered about all these Somalis that ended up in Minnesota. It seems like one of the last places somebody from a tropical area they've never seen snow would go to, but they end up there, don't they?
I have wondered the same thing myself. Yes. How does someone that comes from a very temperate region go to, you know, where it is freezing cold and you expect them to go, yeah, I'm happy. I'm glad I'm here. Okay. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Amazing. Amazing. You got a question or comment for Dr. Huff? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Dr., I've been thinking about my daughter and my son-in-law and the two youngest, the twins, and I'm thinking about if I visit them, which I'm considering not visiting at all, that I would not stay in the guest bedroom, that I would stay in a hotel to cut down on my exposure to spike proteins. Would that be a wise decision?
That's how I would approach it. You know, minimize my exposure as well. You know, the sad part, you know, that with that is that we don't know all of what was in there. And then exactly. Furthermore, when you look at that video that I sent you, right. You're going to find that the practices of, you know, producing the same thing over and over again is widely, widely variant.
Right.
You know, and she points out, you know, she has graphs that demonstrate, you know, how all the different vials are extremely different in their composition.
That's amazing. Doctor, we got a caller and holder. We're at Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Good morning, John and Doctor. My comment is on the EPA. This is the same EPA that gets all bent out of shape when animal poop, which has been around forever, falls into an intermittent stream, and they're saying they can't do that. And they're the ones that are saying that all these toxic chemicals are safe? Boy, oh boy, I tell you, I don't believe anything the government tells me. That's all I have to say.
It's probably a good motto to live by.
Okay. Is Judy still with us?
Nope, she hung up.
Okay, she hung up. Okay, the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, all our listeners, are witnessing the worst crime in recorded human history, aren't we, sir?
Yes, we are. And the sad part is, you know, we have so many passive people and are not taking any action that you might as well be considered complicit in many ways, because it's just continuing to happen and more is just continuing to be dumped on them. Now, would you agree?
I do agree. And I'm sometimes shocked and surprised at the people I know personally who've got the clot shot. I'm very disappointed. My daughter told me after, it was about almost a year later, 8 months later or so, oh, Dad, I didn't want you to worry. So I sent her an email asking for the dates and the types of shots and boosters. And she sent me an email with all the clot shots, the Pfizer, Moderna, and so forth, the dates they got them. And by the time I found out about it, of course, they'd already had the clot shot and two boosters each. So far, they're all healthy, but it's rolling the dice. You don't know if you're going to get sick, you're going to get blood clots, you're going to lose your immune system. You simply don't know, do you?
No, you don't. It's, you know, quite the crapshoot. And unfortunately, there's a lot of low information, misinformed John Q. public out there that are, you know, unfortunately willing participants in one of the greatest experiments, mass experiments out there, at least to date. But, you know, we're just seeing more and more that just keeps getting slipped up underneath the rug. What's your take on that Declaration of North America? Or have you heard about it yet?
I haven't heard about that. Tell me about it.
Oh, my goodness. It started back in, what was it? I'd have to say it was back in 4 months ago. There was a meeting between Biden and the Canadian Prime Minister, as well as the President of Mexico.
Right. I knew that happened. Right.
Okay. Well, what was shared in that conversation is the problem, because it went through. Oh, looks like we got a break.
Okay, I'm looking at it right here, and we'll talk about this after the break.
That'd be great.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you'd like the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses, that the U.S. military uses, that the federal government uses to protect their vehicles, you can get those at my website, EMP Shield Devices, for your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, with a very nice $50 discount because my listeners have been grandfathered in. Get your EMP Shield Devices at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff. His website is drcscotthuff.com. I say again, drcscotthuff.com, where you can schedule a no-cost consultation to get going. Doctor, you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. You were mentioning the spike protein and, you know, it's sloughing off and different things. Has it been published, or does anybody know the primary way that people that have been vaccinated slough off the spike protein?
No, they don't have any published information on that yet. And I believe the use of the term sloughing spike proteins is the best context that they can provide for giving someone the ability to understand what they're experiencing when they're around it. You know, you may have heard me talk other times with John on the show regarding, you know, patients that have been around, the, you know, recently injected people, and in turn, you know, had a variety of different health maladies and issues that sprouted up after being around them. That was fun to clean up. But, you know, do we know specifically what it is? Well, first of us, for us to know what it is, we'd need to know specifically what was in the vaccinations, the injections.
Right.
Unfortunately, we don't have access to that. And on top of that, to my understanding, that you know, what it's comprising of keeps changing. You know, especially with the recent boosters having the bivalent approach where they're taking supposedly, you know, the original strain, the Omicron strain, and then something else and putting them together. So, unfortunately, does this make sense where I'm coming from, that you don't have, and them trying, you know, putting something out there would only just make it all the more incriminating? So I don't think we're going to find that information, but there's too much information out there already that's showing, when you're around people that have been injected, that yes, there's people that are sprouting up with all kinds of different health issues, even if they don't even know that the person's been injected.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Well, I will tell you a very interesting story. A good friend of mine whose wife is a physician assistant, of course, pushes the vaccine and pushes it on all of her family and everybody during this whole COVID thing. Everybody was doing it. And they were healthy like crazy. I mean, really healthy up until about, a few months ago, which is like they got the vaccine and a booster. As far as I know, it was vaccine, and I'm not positive about how many boosters, but I'm pretty sure they got one each. And her daughter was just diagnosed with some kind of a rare disease that's like non-existent, but also is listed in one of the side effects. I can't even pronounce the thing. Anyway, it's listed as one of the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccination. And then yesterday, the mother, that is the physician assistant, was taken to the emergency room because something in her body is attacking her red blood cells, and they called it hemolytic anemia. And they had to give her a transfusion.
Outcome.
What?
I was gonna say that's gonna be a bleak outcome.
Yeah, they're giving her they give her a transfusion and some kind of cardiac steroids and different stuff like that. But I wouldn't think, and supposedly she's doing okay now, but I wouldn't think that if you're getting the kind of clots that, you know, John showed on that, you know, video that's on his website, if you're getting those kind of clots, I don't know how they would dissolve something that big. You would think it would just, you know, just kill you. Of course, it's interesting, when I looked it up online, they said it was very more common with the Moderna vaccine, and I don't know which one of them they got at all. Then they later on in the article, it said it also affected some people with the Pfizer vaccine as well. Well, I think anything that's an mRNA vaccine is going to affect you, but they specifically mentioned Moderna first and then Pfizer. But I just thought it was interesting, you know, they were going along healthy, working. She's working like, you know, lots of hours and all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, her daughter comes down with this, and then her mom comes down with it, or the lady. So pretty heavy, you know, and her husband's extremely healthy too, running around, plays basketball, does all that stuff, you know, and just like I keep waiting for the hammer to drop.
Well, it's extremely disheartening. But unfortunately, yeah, we're going to probably see that become more and more common as we move along this treacherous path.
Yep. All right. Thanks, John.
Okay, Kyle. Thanks for the call. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We're back here, more here on Friday, the 17th. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're adding new things every day. As of yesterday, the John Moore Ozark Symposium is listed. This will be a week at the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. I will be doing a live show over there with my live audience, my guests who sign up to be with me, beginning July the 30th, Sunday, July 30th, going through Thursday the 3rd of August. It'll be a lot of fun, and I hope we get a good attendance to enjoy the 100-year-old Wildwood Springs Lodge. Great dinner included in the price every night, great breakfast every morning. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. If you're hurting from arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner, quite frankly. What are you waiting for? If you're a doubting Thomas, no sweat, GI, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. You can make your purchase right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff, my personal physician. His website's drcscotthuff.com. I say again, drcscotthuff.com. Doctor, I was looking at the Declaration of North America. They do these things on a regular basis. Not many details were provided about how they want to implement these things regarding climate change, electric vehicles, inclusiveness and safety for LGBTQXYZ. But the details would be where the real serious problems would be, wouldn't they, sir?
Seems to be the case. I have a letter that was from Representative Matt Gaetz, to the Secretary of State for Biden. And he pointed out that during the September 12th press conference, after his meeting in Mexico City, he goes through and talks about the conversation that they discussed consolidating Canada, the United States, and Mexico, into a project similar to the European Union. So, and he said such a version of the North American Union is entirely out of step with Americans' vision for this nation. It's nothing less than a war on American sovereignty. And our citizens have the right to self-determination and self-rule. And he asked several questions, but none of them were ever answered. So, but yeah, and to my understanding, this would be treasonous.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that they mention here as being a good thing is the Paris Agreement, on climate change. I used to hand out copies to people who believed that human-caused climate change was real. The Paris Agreement was a great thing because if you read it, it's about 19, 20 pages. You'll see that they give all of China, all of India, which is 2 out of 5 people on the planet, a free pass to make all the greenhouse gas emissions that they want. Now, you can't have it both ways, Doctor.
Nope.
You can't have this being a clear and present danger to all life on the planet, while at the same time giving 2/5 of the people on the planet a free pass. You can't have it both ways, can you, sir?
Well, it's got to be all or none. If we're all
exactly
on the same boat, then we can drive the same direction. If not, there's no cohesiveness there. It's just tension. So, but I'm gonna have to acknowledge, hey, I agree with climate change. It happens 4 times a year.
Correct.
Actually, if you're in Missouri, maybe 5. But yeah, it does happen. But what they're trying to promote, no, it's not supported. And then you hear people use the consensus of 97% of scientists agree.
Oh yeah.
Well,
right.
That's not scientific. Science isn't a consensus.
No. Science is not based on votes.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, something. I got a humor section. A humor section in my website, and today at my website is going to be a video of the new Ford Lightning, that's the electric Ford F-150, sitting on the side of a road with a generator in the cargo area charging up the electric pickup truck because it won't go anywhere. But that's mentioned in the Declaration of North America. They mentioned electric vehicles as being just a dandy thing and the direction we need to be going. Another bit of insanity, isn't it?
Yep. No, entirely insane. Yes.
Now, do you personally know anyone that owns an electric vehicle, sir?
I just found out a patient yesterday.
Now, I'm going to guess. Is this patient a liberal?
Yeah, they tend to be a little bit more liberal, yeah.
That's what I thought.
They have a Tesla. And I'm like, wow, that's an EMF bomb. But the interesting part is when you can actually take a person, put them inside of one of those things and measure how it changes their body voltage, that gets to be fascinating. That's not a good thing. But, hey, it's new. It's technology. I can't see it, smell it, taste it. So it's got to be okay, right? Yeah, that's the common.
So the Tesla can measure the voltage of the human being inside the Tesla?
No, not the Tesla can. What I'm saying is that, what I would do in my practice with people is that, when we're looking at, for example, when we're looking at trying to make, definitive change for a person, we're working with them on changing their environmental inputs, air, water, light, sound, EMF, and food. Okay? Those are foundational for you to experience change. Well, when it comes to EMF, there's a lot of different things that can be evaluated. But it's not just whether it's there, it's also identifying what does it do to you? How is it affecting you? A great example, I have a video of what we recorded, the dirty electricity in someone's house. Okay, we have a device we can actually plug into the different outlets to identify if the electricity is what it's supposed to be. You understand in algebra, you've got the sine wave. Well, that sine wave is supposed to be less than 25, you know, especially if you looked at it on an oscilloscope. Well, when you're looking at what this was producing, it was there were measurements of 350 over 700, and one of them is 2500. So that means that you're seeing this wave that's going up and down like crazy. Now, here's the craziest part. This device that we plugged into, I measure it, also has a speaker in it. And in one of the outlets, we could hear a radio station.
Really?
Yeah, coming out of the outlet. And guess where that outlet was located? Right next to the master bed.
Okay.
Can't see it, smell it, or taste it, but it was there.
Amazing. One of our listeners just sent me an email I forwarded to you just now, Doctor. Supposedly in the email, there's a list of the ingredients in the COVID clot shot vaccination. I'm doing a show here. I can't read what the email says. It has to do with lipid nanoparticles and maybe some other things. So maybe you can review that when you get a moment, and then we can report back in 2 weeks. Other vaccines, it's been has it been a secret what the ingredients are in the other vaccines that have been offered all these decades?
Are you talking about what they considered vaccines prior to the COVID-19 clot shots?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, those were, disclosed. They had, lots of information to explain what they were. Not only that, but they had the info packet that we've talked about before on your show that had, clear details as to the risks, side effects, and all the research that was associated with it. We're not seeing any of that information. It's a big secret.
What is the precedence for this, if you know, sir?
Precedence for which?
For keeping the ingredients of vaccine secret.
There is no precedence. It's the newest thing. I mean, they're not telling you like, well, we put this much of this and this much of that. They're just giving you the context of what's in it. So you can identify, oh, I understand that this term, it looks like a neat word, but it's actually going to be aluminum. Okay, which again is what demyelinates the nerve and the nervous system. That's removing the insulation around the nerves. That can cause all kinds of fun problems. And yes, it's been found to cross the blood-brain barrier. Yeah, well then, again, where are they going to go with it? They're not going to, put the information of this stuff because, one, it doesn't even qualify as a vaccine. It's just put under the guise of a vaccine through the Emergency Use Act that the government implemented.
Right. Well, they changed the legal definition of what it constitutes a vaccine August of 2021, I believe, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. But again, they're just trying to cover all their bases to, keep smearing mud on the windshield so that people can't see the, the bright light that's outside.
Amazing. Amazing. What direction would you like to go next, Doctor?
Well, we had started talking about niche pickers, and you can always spot those niche pickers because they're always one topic, one substance, that one tactic in one or more molecule, and that's all they ever talk about over and over. But don't get me wrong, dietary supplementation in a clinical case can and may be profoundly beneficial, if the the clinical need's been substantiated by, their unique story and backed by proper functional laboratory assessments. But it can never be the solution. It's only part of a comprehensive approach and set of strategies when they're applied in the correct order. But here's the thing, you are far more complex than any niche as a human being, okay? So the solution that to what ails you, the things that you need to do to either prevent disease, resolve disease, or increase performance requires a lot more than what you're being told by the vast majority of those people in the info space out there. So I encourage people to learn more about this, so many other powerful transformative principles, that are free from that obtuse way of thinking known as the niche. Okay. And they're looking to do that. Yeah. They can go to my website. We can begin that journey and finally get the context that they need, to live their life in balance.
Well, Doctor, use kinesiology to determine if a supplement is necessary, and if it is necessary, how much and when to take it, don't you?
Yeah, we've done that. Works
and,
pretty good.
And I have people approach me with various supplements all the time, and that's what I tell them. I say, I don't self-prescribe or self-diagnose these supplements, because I don't have that ability, but you do. And so a supplement may be great for one person and not for another. A certain amount might be good for another person and not for another.
Without even more, though. Even more so than that, just because a nutrient or ingredient is quote-unquote good for whatever they blather on the internet, it can also create an imbalance. Now, I was working with someone from, I'll say, a prominent figure, and one of the things that they market is their probiotic, okay? And, of course, they take that. Well, one of the problems they were running into was, they had an ailment that was sprouting up, and nothing was resolving it. Well, when we went through and did the proper laboratory assessments for their specific case, what we ended up identifying was, yes, we could see that they were taking, this probiotic. Why? Because all of their bacterial levels were blasted over to the right of, the spectrum. So, in other words, they're super high. When that creates problem within itself, because, certain bacteria, when you have balance, can be okay. It's kind of like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. But when you have that kind of imbalance, then they can turn into gang members and beat up on other, bacteria that would be beneficial in the body. So, and one of them that was stupid high, actually, that we found on hers, can create a, cardiovascular problem down the road. So, what we ended up identifying that, yes, this thing is supposed to be good for you. But the problem was, is that not only did they take it, that he continued to take it. If you're going to use something to supplement, and that's, again, look at the term. It's supplement. It's supplemental. It's not meant to be a permanent, component. Where are you supposed to get your amino acids, fatty acids, and minerals and vitamins? You're supposed to get those from food. But unfortunately, people don't really know how to eat anymore, let alone cook. So when we're looking at, people, trying to create balance, yes, that needs to be done with having a varied and diverse food intake, which seems to be a struggle for many. But that's one of the things that we help people identify and dial in for what they should and shouldn't be doing so they can achieve that state of balance in their health.
That's what it's all about, is state of balance in health, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Live life in balance, man. That's the important part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got our last break coming up here shortly, and maybe it's time for a quick call at 512-248-8252. This helicopter crash in Huntsville, I was looking at a video of it. This Blackhawk dropped like a rock. And the doctor in charge of determining the flight status of these pilots says that they should all be put on stand down. All the pilots that received the clot shot, which is basically all the pilots. And this is pretty scary with these commercial pilots and military pilots. They're pretty much 100% got the clot shot. It's very scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Makes me even wonder how we even got pilots to go up there and shoot down balloons without having a heart attack halfway there.
Well, I'll never fly a commercial again unless it's a family emergency and I've got no choice. But it's what we've done to ourselves, among other things, has made ourselves very vulnerable to any foreign adversary, haven't we?
I agree 100%. We are extremely vulnerable, and I don't think that that's even been a consideration on the public forefront, of where we are from a military perspective to even a socio perspective. I was watching a video where they were taking Asian kids and having them, field strip a handgun. And it was in a school.
Right.
And, they were doing it, for speed time, And I'm like, okay, and they're doing that there. And what are we doing here? We've got kids. I'm sorry, not kids. But we're, meanwhile, here in our schools, you know, we're installing kitty litter boxes for, you know, bathrooms so that, you know, for kids that identify as cats.
Right. You know, not too far from the University of Missouri at Rolla Science and Technology, they have little room set aside for the women students that are mentally ill women who believe they're cats with litter boxes they can relieve themselves in.
Yay.
Yay, yeah.
Hell in a handbasket. My goodness.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, doctor, I know doctors like to understand their patients and their bio, and that clip may help you understand me better. That was Matt Damon playing the role of Carroll Shelby in Ford versus Ferrari. 18-year-old John Moore, his first car was a Triumph TR3, which 7 years before I bought it was the tenth fastest production car on the planet. Luckily, my parents did not know that. I drove 18 and a half miles one way to high school every day, two-lane country road, two-lane highway, state highways, and four-lane undivided U.S. highway, reaching 5,000 RPMs routinely, with no windshield, by the way, going 100-plus miles an hour, just driving to high school. Many curves, and most of those curves I was sideways on at least once. In my training, I thought I was, in my very mature 18-year-old brain, I thought I was training to be a professional race car driver. But I did learn a lot, and I managed to survive it. My angels were with me, sir.
Yes, you survived it.
Yes.
That's the most important part.
It is the most important part, absolutely. Something, another buddy of mine in high school, he had a TR3 also. We were planning to drive the two of them next to each other down the U.S. highway and have a passenger go from one vehicle to the other while we were driving at the speed limit to duplicate what was done in our favorite action movies. We didn't do that, however. We didn't do that.
That's probably a good thing, because I think I recall seeing some videos of people trying, because the common sense factor these days seems to be a lot less than what it was when you and I were young.
Well, the common sense kicked in. We decided that we probably could have done it on a parking lot at 10 miles an hour, but not at 50 miles an hour on the U.S. highway.
Someone's going to end up a piece of road beat, so.
Absolutely. Well, doctor, we're pretty much done here. Your final words for our audience, please.
Well, I guess with the conversation we had today, I said, much about the niche pickers. Well, they want to sell you a solution in the bottle that they can sell you month after month and not, have to teach you anything more than just a singular concept, which is their niche. If you're looking for, achieving a true state of balance that's lasting and reproducible, go ahead and go to my website and we can schedule a discovery call and get things started for your new journey.
Thank you, doctor. We'll have you back in 2 weeks. We appreciate it.
Take care, John. You have a great weekend.
Okay, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils, and now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county at Crawford County, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the large, beautiful state of Texas, and Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.